behind the hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul," is very interesting, and I'm sure it will bless us as we listen to it. Horatio Spafford, who wrote the words of this inspiring hymn in 1873 under extreme grief, it was put to music by Philip Bliss 3 years later in 1876. Now let's listen to the amazing story behind this hymn and the writer. It reads like the story of Job in the Bible. A series of tragedies failed to shake Horatio's faith in a loving and faithful God. Horatio Spafford was born in New York in 1828. He was a wealthy and successful attorney in Chicago, USA, the father of four daughters, an active member of the Presbyterian Church, a loyal friend, and supporter of evangelist D.L. Moody and other evangelical leaders of his day. Horatio and his wife Anna lived a peaceful life until, in 1870, their faith was tested. 4-year-old Horatio Jr. died of scarlet fever. You can imagine the family was devastated. And then following on the great Chicago fire of 1871, wiped out most of Horatio's investments in real estate. But these disasters did not stop them from helping to feed the hungry and look after the sick with whatever resources they had left to show the love of Christ. Hoping to put behind the memories of these tragedies, Spafford planned a trip to Europe which would benefit Anna's failing health. He hoped to assist D.L. Moody in the revival meetings being planned in England. The day they were to sail to Europe, Horatio had a business emergency and had to cancel the trip. However, he sent his wife and daughters ahead, planning to follow later. But on November 22, 1873, the ship they were traveling in collided with a British ship in mid-Atlantic Ocean and sank within 12 minutes. Anna was miraculously saved, but the four daughters were drowned. Anna cabled her husband from Wales, where she was taken, saying, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" As he passed by the spot where the ship sank on his way to England to meet his wife, the captain of the ship called Horatio to the bridge and said, "I believe we are now passing the place where the ship sank. The water is 3 miles deep." That night, alone in his cabin and overcome with deep grief, Horatio Spafford was moved to pen the words of this beautiful song, "It Is Well With My Soul." When sorrows like sea billows roll, it is well with my soul. Even such a tragedy could not shake his faith in his God. Later he wrote to his sister-in-law, "On Thursday last, we passed over the spot where the ship went down in mid-ocean. The water is 3 miles deep, but I don't think of our dear ones there. They are safe, folded, the dear lambs." Like Job, God blessed Horatio and Anna with 3 more children. However, they had to endure yet another tragedy with the loss of one of those 3, a son aged 4 years. And once again, Spafford's faith came through triumphant and shining. Horatio died in Jerusalem in 1888, but Anna continued to work there, serving the needy until her death in 1923. And now as you listen to this beautiful song, I trust you will be able to say with confidence and conviction, "It is well with my soul today." God bless you on this Lord's Day.